This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It has been a violent day in Iraq. In the north of the country, gunmen assassinated a provincial governor from Mosul as he was traveling to Baghdad. In the capital city itself, at least 10 people were killed and dozens injured when a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb in the heart of the city.
The new Iraqi Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, has once again said he'll crush Iraq's persistent insurgency, and tomorrow he's expected to reveal more of his strategy for doing so. We're joined by NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. And Philip, what can you tell us about this latest assassination of the provincial governor?
Well, we understand that he was traveling in a convoy about 60 miles south of the city of Mosul, which is northern Iraq. It's reported that he had with him a security escort of four cars, but this was not sufficient to deter insurgents from attacking that convoy with hand grenades and gunfire from killing the governor. There has been a clear strategy on the part of the insurgents to attack government officials, and in recent months many scores have been killed. Just to give you an idea of the regularity of these kind of attacks, in the last 48 hours there was a drive-by in Baghdad against an official from the Ministry of Interior, and we also had reports that a very senior official in the industry ministry was shot dead as he left his home yesterday, and even the head of the Iraqi Olympic Committee yesterday said that his convoy was attacked by insurgents using rocket-propelled grenades as it was passing through the center of Baghdad on the way to a television interview.
Now, Philip, this attack on the provincial governor came just hours after this big bombing in the center of Baghdad. What impact is that having on the city and on the new Iraqi government?
It came after what was, by Baghdad standard, a fairly quiet period. We've seen in the city more and more Iraqi police on the streets. They finally appear to be somewhat better equipped. And this has all happened in the 2 weeks plus since the installation of the Iraqi interim government. It was a very big explosion. It was heard all over the city. This was the result of more than 1,000 pounds of explosives, according to the police. These were packed into a car that was detonated by a suicide bomber. And that happened at the entrance to the Green Zone. That's the sprawling compound on the banks of the Tigris River, in which the US Embassy and the British Embassy and a number of headquarters of foreign contractors are located, and also the headquarters of the interim Iraqi government. And it was by the checkpoint which guards the entrance to the Iraqi interim government's building that the bomb actually detonated. Police said that the civilians killed were people who were lining up for jobs with the new Iraqi government or with multinational forces, but we're not absolutely clear whether they were actually applying for jobs or part of a small demonstration there by people who were protesting unemployment in Baghdad.
Philip, we mentioned that Prime Minister Alawi is supposed to announce further steps against the insurgency tomorrow. What steps do you expect that he might announce?
Well, Alawi's summoned a press conference tomorrow. He's going to address the issue of security. That's been the number one concern of Iraqis. It should be said that today he was very swiftly on the scene of the bombing. He described it as aggression against Iraqis, although he interestingly suggested that it might be related to a series of raids in Baghdad, in which the police have, in the last 48 hours, arrested more than 500 people in what was characterized at the time primarily as a crackdown on organized crime. But he will hold this press conference tomorrow, and we'll be looking out for several things. Firstly, whether he's going to implement anywhere and in what way the emergency laws that the Iraqi government has accorded itself. And secondly, for any sign or suggestion about the amnesty that has been much talked about. The Iraqi interim government has said it's considering introducing an amnesty, although the scope of that amnesty is still unclear.
Okay, NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.